I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1236, A Fresh Perspective. I don't understand. Oh, now I understand. We've all said both those statements lots of times, haven't we? What's the difference? What causes us to go from no understanding to near total understanding? Often, it's a fresh perspective. Even God's people need it. Listen in. T2G is about loving God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving others. Sometimes we're just looking at things wrong, and when we look at it through new eyes, it begins to make sense. The old saying is, hindsight is 20/20. I'm not sure about 20/20, but maybe at least 20/30 or 20/40. At least hindsight gives us not a blurry vision or a fuzzy vision, but it begins to clear up some. When you read the Bible, podcast family, I encourage you to read slow. Pay attention to what appears to be throwaway words, filler words, extras. Because God doesn't waste words. They all mean something. When you read the story of the triumphal entry in John's Gospel, you get one of those lines, one of those phrases, and you likely blow right past it without giving it much thought. Today, let's linger longer. Let's pick up the story in the middle. John writes, "The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying, 'Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel.' And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, 'Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt.'" All right, cool. We get it. We don't need much explanation because we live on this side of the cross. We live on this side of the empty tomb. What was going on there is not really a mystery to us. And yet we forget that the dim-wit dummies called disciples weren't as dense in the head as we make them out to be. In fact, I'm not sure we would be any brighter given the situation. They didn't have the luxury of hindsight or even foresight. They were simply seeing in real time what Jesus was doing, and often it didn't make sense until later. In fact, the next verse, John 12:16, gives us our throwaway line. His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. Okay. So after the resurrection, the things that happened before the resurrection suddenly became clearer. They have a fresh perspective. So here's the question for you today. What in your life doesn't make sense right now? Where you're saying, "God, I don't understand." Where are you waiting for God to give you a fresh perspective? Let's pray this prayer from Rebecca Barlow Jordan. "Give me a new perspective, Lord, and blow away the cobwebs that keep cluttering my mind and my vision. Every time I'm tempted to become discouraged or depressed because of negative elements or situations, help me to turn my eyes on you. Help me to remember at all times that you've been there for me and all the ways that you've brought me through difficult times. I forget to thank you sometimes, but I'm grateful for your faithfulness. With my eyes on you, I want to see life as you see it. I don't want to waste time being negative or withdrawn from others, focusing only on what can't be or might never change. Teach me how to find contentment, even in the circumstances that remain the same. With your perspective, I can push past the impossible and find the strength and courage to believe no matter what happens. Your hope will lift me to a higher plane where joy and purpose reign again. In your precious name, your name that is above all names, I pray. Amen." I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1237. In the meantime, Scripture tells us, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Some of you today are in the "I don't understand" stage. Understand, you're not alone, and it won't last forever. For now, we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. "Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I've been fully known. So faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. While we're in the waiting room of I don't understand, trying to get to, oh, now I understand, let's focus on what Paul calls the greatest of these. Let's let love be our fresh perspective.